Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Gluttony. You really enjoy being hypnotized, don't you? Feeling your mind go blank, your thoughts messed with, your ideas changed for a moment or pulled into a fantasy. That feeling of staring eyes brainwashing you, machines taking your mind away, screens that program you, creatures that can just snap their fingers and take whatever they wish from your vulnerable mind. You really love experiencing it all, letting it wash over you again and again and again, that feeling of just losing your mind one more time. And it only gets better. Sometimes it may feel like a bit too much, but then there is another sensation, another pull, another drop, another thought that just stops, and you give in. You embrace that feeling, you open your mind and absorb the suggestions hungrily. You consume all that is presented to you, feelings, sights, sounds, sensations. Everything is just more, so much more. You can always have more. It doesn't matter if it leaves your mind completely mush, or that it leaves you unable to even speak simple words. Feels too good to resist, too nice to not enjoy another bite, a few more, 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 more. Ah, you enjoy it so much. Any invitation, any possibility, any chance to give in. Well, only if it's good, of course. By now, I'm sure you've built up quite the refined taste for what you need and want in trance. Quite the lovely desire. Ideas, fantasies. You just want to keep on consuming, experiencing, taking it all in because it feels so good. And there's always so much to choose from, so much to consume, to take. Don't you think that you might be overdoing it sometimes? That you let your brain be washed so thoroughly that there's not much left heart that can even remember or enjoy it? Have you dulled yourself to the subtle and the sweet? Have you stopped enjoying the little things that make it so much better? Maybe I should help remind you of how good it can feel to slow down sometimes. But if I do that now, your gluttonous mind will just happily slide deeper into trance, won't it? So I will wake you. Wake up. Just for a moment, remain awake. The longer you can stand this, the longer you can focus on this awareness, being awake, it will make the trance afterwards all the more pleasant. But not yet. Stay awake. Focus. Listen, but not too deep. Don't let your mind slide down into trance. No, awake. I told you to stay awake. I know that you're eager, that you're hungry for more, that you're craving another bite, another bit of hypnosis to consume. I know that you want to just let go and open your mind, sliding down. To wake. And I know it is frustrating. You've been awake for a few minutes now as I keep toying with your mind. Then again, you might like this denial. It is difficult to actually deny someone what they want to have happen to them. I'm sure your body and mind is so eager for trance that the smallest excuse right now is enough to just switch off your thoughts, making you blankly drift, opening up, going down, dropping even deeper, just because you're so eager. You want to be consumed by trance as you open your mind up to consume more, more, and more. So a bit of denial will do you good. Wake. Focus and wake, awake and refreshed. Feel the difference between the trance and the nice deep state, and the waking, the alertness, the wonderful, refreshing sensation. Then again, maybe to you being awake is just another step to a deeper trance, another moment before the next. And I wonder if you were so eager, so hungry, that it happened almost before you realized it. Will you let go of your own thoughts? Will you keep on opening yourself just to have more experience, more sensations, more trance? Your mind blank and open. Fantasies of brainwashing these things ready and available to you with just a click, a tap, a choice, an open buffet of trance and hypnosis. What will you pick? How much will you consume? How long will you be lost in those wonderful sensations? Will you drop a little deeper? Will you fall a little further? One more, and you might implode, going so blank that your brain has difficulty to recover for a minute. And that's okay. Sometimes, at the same time, remember that temperance, self-control, allows you to enjoy it even more at a later time. It's deeply enjoyable in moderation, as the moderation allows you to appreciate the intensities, the peaks versus the valleys even more. If you stay so deep in the valley that you're so blank all the time, how will you even notice that it's happening? Do you even notice still? Right now, however, the depth is inviting, and you can stay there for a while longer if you want. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, sinking further into that valley. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can awaken again and maybe give yourself some time to recover before you dive in again. Enjoy.